foster dad was trying to, no, this foster dad gave a man, a Jew, a piece of bread, and then the people saw him, so the police, so the Nazis, they beat the Jew, then they beat him too. And then for the past couple days, he's been waiting. He sent Max away. He sent Max away. And then, let me see. And then for the past couple days, he thought he was going to get taken away. And he kept getting, people kept spitting at his door and at his feet. They called him a dirty Jew lover. And then 2 weeks after that, the people had came and he thought they was coming for him. They was actually coming for Rudy.
Okay.
And that's where we stopped.
Okay, go ahead and start reading.
Read first.
Dominoes in darkness.
In the words of Rudy's youngest sister, there were two monsters sitting in the kitchen. Their voices needed methodically at the
Wait a
door.
Minute, she's confused about where you guys right. are.
Okay, can I partner?
Huh? You weren't supposed to read last night. You put the finish part 3 in the part 7.
Okay. Just start over on that page.
Okay. In the words of Rudy's youngest sisters, there were two monsters sitting in the kitchen. Their voices needed methodically at the door as three of the Stroner kids played dominoes on the other side. The remaining three listened to the radio in the bedroom, obviously. Rudy hoped this had nothing to do with what happened at school the previous week. It was something he had refused to tell Lysol and did not talk about at home. A gray afternoon, a small school office. Three boys stood in a line. Their records and bodies were thoroughly examined. When the fourth game of dominoes was completed, Rudy began to stand them up in lines, creating patterns that wound their way across the living room floor. As his habit, he also left a few gaps in case the rogue fingers of a sibling interfered with, which it usually did.
Okay. What'd you see?